New Zealand have been overwhelmed here in the third one-day international in Wellington. South Africa winning by 159 runs to go 2-1 up in this series. South Africa's win was set up by a very fine innings from their captain, AB de Villiers. He'd spoken about wanting batsmen to take charge of an innings after some wasteful dismissals earlier on in the series. He led the way with a very composed innings that pushed South Africa to over 270 when it looked at one point like they would struggle to reach 250. During that innings, he became the fastest man to go past 9,000 ODI runs, and he found an important ally in Wayne Parnell as the pair added 85 in 10 overs to swell that South African total. And with the ball, South Africa were purely outstanding. Their four-seamers combined very effectively as the lights came into effect here at the Westpac. The ball nibbled around all day, but it certainly seemed to do a little bit more under the lights this evening. Geeta Rabada back in the side after his knee niggle. He set the tone with a very fine new ball spell. He was backed up well, especially well by Andile Fethelweo and Dwayne Pretorius. At one point, they'd taken four wickets in their combined nine overs and went for less than two and over. Dwayne Pretorius finished with the extraordinary figures of 3 for 5 from 5.2 overs. So overall, a very satisfactory performance from South Africa, clinging on to their number one ranking after their defeat in Christchurch. They bounced back very well. New Zealand have a lot to think about. That batting order starting to look a little bit flaky. There's a lot of onus on Kane Williamson and Ross Taylor. Tom Latham's horror run continued. He fell for a duck. Neil Broome failed again, and the lower order didn't have much steel about them, which is surprising. One of the things New Zealand is known for is their fighting spirit. So they've got some things to think about. The series now moves back to Hamilton for the fourth one-day international.